It's great the kids could get together to play this afternoon. I know Liz and Alex love having Ben, Andrea, and Maria here, Amy. And Susan, it's a wonderful idea to include Brianna and Jessica. I'm so glad you guys could come.
It's a nice chance for us to get together as well.
Yes, thanks, Judith. They love coming over here, and I love getting them out of my hair and out of the house for a few hours. They just have so much energy. It's hard to keep up. They always seem to need to be entertained.
Tell me about it. It's nice they can play together and just be kids. Seems like there is always some sort of activity or school project that they're doing. They never have time to just play anymore.
Really? Because I can't seem to get the kids involved with anything anymore. They would rather be playing some video game or watching another TV show.
Oh, those things are horrible. I can't stand all that shooting and dying. I won't let Alex or Liz play video games. They're too violent. And all that time in front of the TV just rots their brains.
My kids won't know what to do with themselves if they had no TV. I can't seem to pry them away from it.
Ugh, I hate that thing. It teaches so many horrible lessons about violence and racism, and there's nothing but bad role models, sex, and violence on the television. Even the shows for the kids have been corrupted by the producers who are only trying to make money. It's despicable. My children don't watch TV anymore. It's too much of a bad influence.
Oh, come on, Judith. It's not all bad. Sure, a lot of what's on TV is inappropriate, but there are still some decent shows on for kids. The PBS shows don't have too much of a harming influence, and educational shows can give them a lot of knowledge. And sometimes kids just need to relax and watch a fun movie.
Susan has a point. And besides, at least this keeps them occupied. Who knows what they could get into left on their own.
They could be playing outside in the fresh air or using their imaginations and spending time with their family like we used to do when we were kids.
We have family movie night. It's a great way to spend time together.
So do we. They're great. Our family loves them. And Brianna and Jessica do play imaginative games using characters from their favorite shows and movies. Besides, how will your children learn about our culture if they aren't exposed to the media? You can't keep them sheltered forever, you know.
I know, but I don't want them exposed to negative ideas and images.
It's true there's a lot of negative things out there, but there is also a lot of positive stuff, too. I'm not saying to let them watch whatever they want for hours at a time. There should definitely be limits. But let them explore a bit and talk to them about what they see and how they feel about it. Just because they see it doesn't mean they'll do it.
I just want them to turn out all right.
I know you do, and they will. You're a great mom. But don't suffocate them or try to control them too strongly because eventually they will rebel. Just make sure to talk to them about it. If you find from your conversations that they're picking up a wrong message, explain the right way and limit that show. If you find they're learning something valuable about friendship or tolerance or loyalty, then encourage it. You don't need to protect them forever. Just help them become intelligent, free-thinking individuals.
Well, thanks, Susan. Television doesn't seem quite so scary anymore.
Yeah, and I think I'll try to be more aware of what they're watching and be involved with talking with them about different things that they learn from TV.
Excellent. You guys should read this book I finished not a long time ago, The Children Are Watching by Carlos Cortez. He talks a lot about both the positive and negative effects on the media on our children, especially on teaching about diversity. It's a great book. You should both read it.
Ah, that's the secret about how you know so much about this.
Yeah, and here we thought you were super mom.
I wish. I'm always learning. Now, does anyone know how to deal with overly busy husbands?